We present Patricia Gallimore, John Bentley, and Noel Hood in Remains to Be Seen, a new play for radio by John Hyatt. Remains to Be Seen.
My dear friends, today, as you all know, marks the beginning of a week which will always be remembered in the life of this great cathedral. The eyes of the ecclesiastical world will focus again on the city of Renchester, and through the medium of television,
we present Patricia Gallimore, John Bentley, and Noel Hood in Remains to Be Seen, a new play for radio by John Hyatt. Remains to Be Seen.
My dear friends, today, as you all know, marks the beginning of a week which will always be remembered in the life of this great cathedral. The eyes of the ecclesiastical world will focus again on the city of Renchester, and through the medium of television, thousands will witness the commemoration of an event as it is woven into the rich tapestry of English heritage. This week, all Christendom celebrates the 500th anniversary of the martyrdom of St. Wilfrid, and his holy remains are to be brought to this cathedral and enshrined in the chapel dedicated to his memory.
Shame!
There are, I know, some who find this hard to accept.
Not hard, Canon Matlock. Impossible. St. Wilfrid has no place in this cathedral. He belongs in a parish church. At Seams.
Madam.
He was martyred in that church, and for 500 years, pilgrims have paid homage to him there. This cathedral wasn't even built when St. Wilfrid was alive. By what right?
Miss Chant, this is not a public debate. You are in God's house. You must sit down or leave the cathedral.
Very well. But this is not the end of the matter, I promise you that. You're right on one point, Canon. This will indeed be a week to remember.
Alban? Alban, dear.
Ruth, I thought you were asleep.
What are you doing out of bed? You'll catch a chill. Well, what time is it?
It's nearly 5. It'll be light soon.
Were you having nightmares about Miss Chant?
Yes, I can't get her out of my mind. She's a devout woman, deeply upset by this ceremony.
When she brings the cathedral into disrepute, then I doubt the sincerity of her devotion. To stand up and defy you during Sunday evensong.
I wish I'd taken your advice and kept those relics under lock and key. Miss Chant is a determined woman. I see that now. She'll stop at nothing to prevent this ceremony.
I'd go further than that. I'd describe her as a dangerous woman. Oh, I wish you'd never thought of moving the relics in the first place. You've aged, my dear, in these last weeks. Your face is lined with worry. Mm,
it's a big undertaking, Ruth.
Of course it is, but why can't you share the responsibility? Michael Peyton would be more than willing.
Michael has a parish to run.
The parish of Seam runs itself. Michael's young and capable. He'd do anything to help, but there are times when I think he resents you. Tie his hands, Alban, when you should encourage him.
Do you mean that, Ruth? Does Michael really resent me?
Come back to bed, dear. There's a heavy day in front of you. What time are the television people arriving?
Oh, 9 o'clock. I hope the weather holds, but there's thunder in the air.
Aren't you looking forward to it?
Why do you say that?
You sounded reluctant. You're not intimidated by the thought of meeting Peregrine Small, are you?
Well, he's a powerful and important man, my dear.
You've never had any trouble dealing with them?
Miss Chant has never threatened to ruin everything before. I shall be busy all morning with Mr. Small, so I've arranged for Hal Sauerbutz to conduct the cameramen round the cathedral.
Sauerbutz? Was that wise?
Well, he is the senior verger, my dear.
But he's not reliable, Holborn. You know he isn't. You'll have to keep an eye on him. There's no knowing what he might say.
Come on. 9 o'clock, they said, sharp. Well, catch me death in this rain.
Mr. Sauerbutz?
That's me.
I'm Noel Gilchrist, Mr. Peregrine Small's assistant. Isn't it a terrible morning? Mr. Small will be here in a moment. He's parking the car in the cloisters. I hope that's all right.
It's forbidden by the dean and chapter, but I suppose they'll make an exception in his case.
I hope Canon Matlock won't be late.
Shouldn't be, should he? That's his house over there. Your matey's parked dead in front of it.
Will the canon mind?
Won't even notice. His missus will, though. Sees everything Mrs. Matlock does. Comes of being a missionary years ago. Living with a lot of heathens, you got to keep your eyes open.
Good morning.
Oh, this is Mr. Sauerbutz.
Ah.
Mr. Sauerbutz, Mr. Peregrine Small.
How do you do? I'm delighted.
You look a lot older in the flesh, don't you? Huh? Television flatters you.
Oh, that's refreshingly candid, Mr. Sauerbutz. Do you watch my program regularly?
Off and on. Lot of rubbish they put on telly today. Dancing, ballet. Yeah, I've got no time for that.
And my program is concerned exclusively with current affairs. There's never been any dancing.
Never been religion so far, but you come round to it now, haven't you?
We're here to cover a very special event, Mr. Sauerbutz.
Exactly. St. Wilfrid has always been a national figure. His martyrdom is one of the highlights of our history.
Save that talk for Canon Matlock. He's the one interfering with history.
What? Interfering?
What else? Done to death in Siam, St. Wilfrid was. Village, couple of miles away. Slain on the altar steps. And there they've kept his remains for 500 years. Facts, that is. That's history.
I gather you don't approve of the plan to bring the relics to Renchester. Do many people share your view?
Plenty. Dozens. There's some that grudge the canon breast for this.
Oh, that's a little extreme, surely.
Extreme? Fair is what I call it. Who does Canon Matlock think he is, disturbing a great saint's resting place? Still, none of my business. I'm only the senior verger. They don't care what I think. Where are you going to put your telecameras?
Oh, that's Mrs. Gilchrist's department. Purely technical.
I can't tell you that, Mr. Sauerbutz, till I see inside the cathedral. Perhaps we might go in now and let the canon catch us up.
Good idea, darling. There's no time to waste.
Up to you. Not like Canon Matlock to be late. Perhaps he's got his conscience pricking him. He's lucky if that's all it is. This way.
Where can I have put it? It was somewhere in this desk.
Auburn, it's gone 9. What are you looking for?
The program schedule from the television company.
It's in your briefcase here. Don't forget your umbrella. It's pouring. Darling, there's no time to stare out of the window.
They're here.
The television people.
Yes, I can see them in the porch with Sauerbutz.
Then you really must hurry.
They're going into the cathedral.
Let me see. Whose car is that parked right outside our gate?
Well, his, I expect. Peregrine Small's.
You'll have to ask him to move it. It's blocking the entrance. Oh, now, who on earth?
All right. Canon Matlock. Oh, good morning, Michael. I'm afraid you've chosen a bad moment. What? Michael. Are you sure? I'm sorry. That's stupid. I'm dazed.
What's happened?
No, don't do that. Do nothing till I get there. I'll be with you in 15 minutes.
Darling, what's the matter?
Ruth, I have to go to see him, to the church.
But Peregrine Small
you'll
is...
see him. Go to the cathedral and explain. Apologize and explain.
Explain what? Oh, but what is it? What's happened at Seam?
You can imagine the shock, sir, when I came into the church this morning and saw what had happened. There, you can see for yourself.
Yes, only too plainly. Michael, this is terrible. Oh, I knew that feelings were running high.
Miss Chant made that quite clear at Evensong yesterday, didn't she? Well, now she's gone too far. I've already called the police.
I told you to wait till I got here.
Sir, we can't afford to waste time. There's no knowing what Miss Chant may do.
But there was no need to involve the police. I am perfectly capable. Oh, dear.
What is it, sir?
How on earth am I going to break this news to the television people?
Would you like me to tell them?
No. It's my responsibility. But first, I must go up to the manor house.
Now, sir. But there's no urgency.
Michael, please. There's more to this business than you understand. I'll slip out to the vestry. You deal with the police for me. Ruth's taking care of things in Rochester. Dear me, I seem to be delegating responsibility after all. My wife will be grateful for that small mercy.
So that's our cathedral, Mr. Small. I hope I've done it justice.
With expertise and, may I say, feeling, Mrs. Matlock, it's a most beautiful building.
The relics of St. Wilfrid are to be enshrined in this side chapel.
Ah.
It's easily accessible to the pilgrims and at the same time a peaceful and serene spot.
Then I want you to stand camera 3 close into the west door when the procession enters the cathedral.
Oh, dear.
You must forgive Mrs. Gilchrist if she treats your cathedral as a television studio. I assure you she's not being disrespectful.
Of course not. I quite understand. She's a very charming person, Mr. Small.
Hmm.
The news of your engagement is a great talking point in Wrentchester.
Really? That's most kind.
You're not surprised. Surely a man in your position constantly in the public eye.
Well, I am accustomed to having no private life, but it's different for Noel. She's a gentle, quiet person. She doesn't revel in the limelight as I do.
Would you both care to come and have lunch with us?
Oh.
I can't think what's keeping my husband all this time, but he's bound to be back by then.
There's nothing wrong, is there, Mrs. Matlock?
Wrong? Why,
Harry,
no,
I... you'd have trouble with camera 3 when the procession enters the cathedral door.
Oh, you sorted out, darling, as always. Mrs. Matlock has invited us to lunch.
Oh, how nice. I'm sorry if I've behaved like a barbarian all morning, yelling instructions in your beautiful cathedral.
Not at all. It's all in a good cause.
I'm told there's considerable opposition to tomorrow's ceremony. I hope we don't have to contend with any tiresome demonstrations.
I hope so, too. good morning, Miss Charles.
Mrs. Matlock, good morning. May I have a word?
Of course. May I introduce Mr. Peregrine Small?
Exciting. I'm a great devotee of yours, Mr. Small.
Hmm.
I'm sure your presence among us will help atone for the catastrophe.
Catastrophe?
Indeed, yes. I'm afraid a great scandal is inevitable.
What?
So troubled your husband looked when I saw him in scene this morning. And Father Peyton, too. And then the police arrived.
What? Police?
I do think the canon should have reported to them immediately, but he went straight to the manor house.
Miss Charles.
We all know the bond between your husband and Miss Constable.
What exactly has happened, Miss Chant?
The remains of St. Wilfrid. They've been stolen from Seam Church.
Another sherry, darling?
No, I'll get tipsy. You're drinking a lot.
Make yourself at home, Mrs. Matlock said. Home. I could drink myself into a stupor.
Take it easy.
I knew I should never have got involved in this religious gala. I never wanted the assignment in the first place.
Well, you're here now.
I am, yes, but where's my program? What's going to happen if the police don't find those relics?
Oh, they'll find them. There can't be many people who'd want to steal the remains of some dusty old saint. A fanatic, a religious maniac.
Someone opposed to tomorrow's ceremony?
Exactly.
Hmm. How did that poisonous woman strike you, Miss Plain Chut?
Just that. Plain. Not poisonous. Don't exaggerate, Perry.
She was putting down poison for old Canon Matlock, wasn't she? I wonder why he went racing off to the manor house.
Is he very old?
No idea. Never met him. Must be getting on. His wife's at least 60.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, don't you look at me like that, young woman. I'm nearer 50 than 60.
Honest old thing.
The man's as old as he feels. You, bless you, make me feel like a boy. Come here.
Perry, behave yourself.
Oh, I'm so sorry to have kept you waiting.
Canon Matlock?
How do you do, Mrs. Gilchrist? My wife's told me all about you. Mr. Small. Yes, such a long time. You've heard the news, of course.
There have been no further developments.
No, I'm afraid not. The police, however, are optimistic.
I'm glad you find that reassuring, Canon.
Oh, you were right to be angry.
In heaven's name, why weren't those relics kept under lock and key?
They never have been. For centuries, they've been revered at the altar at Seam.
But you knew of the opposition to your scheme to move them. You knew how bitterly the local people resented it.
Harry.
The fault is entirely mine. I underestimated that resentment. My wife warned me weeks ago.
Canon Matlock, we have a contract with the church authorities to televise tomorrow's ceremony. If you don't fulfill your part...
What a beautiful cigarette box, Canon. Is it hand-carved?
Yes. My wife's work. A craft she learned in Africa. Those figures on the mantelpiece are hers, too.
Canon, I apologize. I lost my temper.
Mr. Small, I do understand.
The damage is done. Somehow we've got to repair it. We've got to find that reliquary.
And quickly.
Yes, darling. Canon, perhaps Mr. Small and I could help.
No, in what way?
Well, Seam, I gather, is quite a tiny community. I'd like to go there after lunch and talk to people. If you could give me the name of the vicar.
Michael Peyton. It was he who discovered the theft. You'll like Michael. He's a sensible young man.
I used to know Michael Peyton.
Darling, I don't imagine the vicar would steal his own relics. You find out about Miss Chant. She called the theft a catastrophe, but she looked as pleased as punch.
Miss Chant? Oh, no, she's a most devout soul.
Oh, Canon, aren't you burying your head in the sand? And what about your verger, Sourbutts? He doesn't favor the plan.
Oh, he'd never desecrate an altar.
We've got to explore every possibility. If Noel goes to see him, I'll tackle Sourbutts. Where am I likely to find him after lunch?
In the local, without a doubt.
That's a good one, Rory, that is.
Will you have the other half with me, Mr. Sourbutts?
Oh, Mr. Small. Oh, thank you kindly.
Two halves at best, miss. Yeah, you seem much more cheerful than you were this morning. If you had some good news.
Oh, good for some, don't deny it. But you don't see it the same way, though.
Far from it. If those relics aren't found, my program will be cancelled.
Still wind? Oh, ta. Your elf?
Yeah, and yours. Have you heard the story that's going round about Canon Matlock?
What's that, then?
Well, instead of reporting to the police when he learnt about the theft, he went straight to the manor house at Seam. Does that strike you as odd?
Being polite.
Polite.
Letting her know. Always takes an interest, she does. Proper lady.
Which lady is that, not Miss Chant?
Ah, Miss Chant. She hadn't been seen in the manor house for 40 years. Not since the day she sold it. Miss Constable. Poor crippled soul.
So, Miss Chant used to live in the manor.
Used to, maybe. Not the same as does. Lost all their money, the Chants did back before the war. Never got over it. Chipping her shoulder big as the manor itself.
Hmm. When the Chants moved out, the constables moved in.
Right. Two on them. Miss Anna and her stepbrother. He's gone now. Gone in the war. Walked out one night. Never seen again. Years younger than her, he was.
She's an old lady?
Turned 80. Done a lot for Sam, she has. More than a Chants did for all they go back to the days of St. Wilfrid itself. Kind of thinks the world of her.
You say, Miss Constable's a cripple.
Eaten up.
So she couldn't have stolen the relics.
I don't take kindly to that sort of talk about Miss Constable. Just because you're a big noise on the telly don't mean you can lord it down here. Saying things about a lady like her.
My dear Mr. Sourbutts, I apologize if I've offended you. You see, I'm completely ignorant of Miss Constable's position in Renchester.
Siam. In Siam. Nothing to do with Renchester, she's not.
Yeah.
Done everything for us in Siam, though. Real brick to my old dad she was when I was fighting in the war. Proper lady.
She sounds a great lady. I'd very much like to meet her.
Well, you got strings. You pull them. But it's Canon Matlock there you want, not me. He's the only one who sees her now.
And she must go out sometime.
With arthritis, how can she? Keeps in touch, though, she does.
Oh.
Sits in her bay window halfway up the hill with her binoculars. Not much she misses.
I shouldn't think the villagers care for that.
Some do, some don't. Me, I wouldn't grudge her anything. Yeah. I'll tell you something, Mr. Small.
Yeah?
You think someone in Siam pinched those remains, you're not far out. But you picked the wrong lady.
I only know one other. Miss Trant.
Police would soon break her down. Sour she is. Churchy.
She organized a petition, didn't she, to keep the remains in Seam?
Petitions, meetings, a lot. Nothing she wouldn't do to keep them there. And if she has stolen them, I'd take a bet where she's put them.
Well. Of course, you don't want them found, do you? Being a seaman, you're as anxious as the thief to sabotage the ceremony. You could even be the thief.
Tara, not me.
There's talk of a reward, you know, if the remains are found in time.
I am nerdy.
You can take my word. I should think £100, a likely figure?
Not much today, is it?
No, it's a lot for a little information.
You have to do the thing proper. I got to protect myself, Mr. Small.
Of course.
Want a witness if I found them?
Well, I'll be your witness. Where do you think they are?
They never travelled far. In Siam still they are. Still in the church at Siam.
It's a beautiful old church, Michael. 12th century, did you say?
Circa 1140. I can't get over seeing you again, Noel. And here, of all places.
It's a small world.
It must be 9, 10 years. Noel, what happened to you when you left college?
I went to Canada, working on a magazine out there.
Ah.
Are the police keeping the sanctuary roped off indefinitely?
I don't know. They've been testing for fingerprints.
What exactly do the remains consist of?
A few strands of hair and a fragment of the robe St. Wilfrid was wearing when he was murdered. They're kept in a reliquary.
How big?
No size at all. 8 inches by 5. What made you come back?
From Canada?
Hmm.
Circumstances. So the thief
domestic
could...
Domestic circumstances?
Michael, I'm trying to find these relics. They're vitally important.
Were you married in Canada?
Married and divorced. Hmm. I married my boss. Biggest mistake of my life. As soon as I found that out, I cut my losses. Came back here and got a job in television.
And now you're going to marry the boss again?
I'm not superstitious. What about you?
Oh, nothing to tell.
Oh, that's not fair. Come on, you got ordained, then what?
I came here. That was 5 years ago, and here I still am.
Here of all places. I see. If you're unhappy, why stay?
Oh, not unhappy, just dissatisfied. Seam is such a backwater. Nothing's happened here since St. Wilfrid died 500 years ago.
It's happened now.
So much for my bright idea.
Your idea? Was your idea to move the relics?
Originally, yes.
Well, I thought it was Canon Matlock.
He acted on my suggestion and then made himself responsible for the whole thing. He's a dear old boy, but he has to have a finger in every pie. He just won't let people use their own initiative. I've given up trying to inject new life into this parish.
But why did you want to move the remains? They've been here for centuries. What was the point?
That's easily answered. Come on, I'll show you. Over the centuries, as you know, Seam has become a national shrine. All summer long, pilgrims and tourists pour into the village in their thousands.
Yes, I know.
And each year the number grows. Just wait till you see the procession tomorrow.
Oh, I see your point, but...
I wish Miss Chant and her cronies would. All they talk about is tradition, and they've no practical alternative solution. And they hate me like poison because I thought of the idea. Uh-oh, talk of the devil.
Where?
Over to your right. Miss Chant putting flowers on her father's grave.
Oh, she's seen us.
I doubt it. Her sight's very bad.
Well, she's looking this way.
Good afternoon.
Damn.
Perhaps she's burying the reliquary in that grave.
Oh, don't be naughty. Good afternoon, Miss Chant.
Mrs. Gilchrist, isn't it? We met this morning. Mr. Small isn't with you this time.
He has a lot to do in Manchester.
For a moment, I mistook Father Peyton for him, seeing you both walking in the churchyard in such a friendly manner.
Father Peyton and I are old friends, aren't we, Michael?
Yes. How fortunate. Father Peyton has lost a number of friends lately. What do you think of my flowers, Mrs. Gilchrist?
Very lavish.
Perhaps, but they indicate reverence. Too many people today neglect their family graves.
Not in Seam, surely. Most of these graves are beautifully kept.
Most of these graves belong to my family. There have been chants in Seam, Mrs. Gilchrist, for generations. You see that house up on the hill, the manor house? All the chants were born there. That's tradition for you. The crypt of this church is filled with their memorials.
I should like to see them.
If you can persuade Father Peyton to open the crypt, you will have greater influence than I have.
You know quite well that the crypt is in a dangerous condition.
Damaged in the war, they say, but it hasn't collapsed yet. Mrs. Gilchrist, would you be good enough to convey a message to Mr. Small? I'm anxious to see him.
Well, I'll tell him, but he has a very tight schedule.
The matter is of the utmost importance. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a tea shop to run. We are not all creatures of leisure. Good afternoon, Mrs. Gilchrist.
Good afternoon. Perry was right. She is a poisonous woman.
When I first came here, the village gossip spread romantic rumors about Miss Chant and me.
What? You're joking.
Imagine it. She must be at least 20 years my senior.
Age has got nothing to do with it. There's 15 years between Perry and me. That didn't go down very well.
I didn't say anything.
You thought it, though.
I've seen him on television enough, and I know how old he is. Mind you, in Seam, he'd pass as a youngster.
Oh, very bitter, Michael. Can't you move? Can't the canon find you another parish?
There's a vacant living on the other side of Renchester which I'd give my eye teeth for, Burntwood. It's not as pretty as Seam, but it's progressive. It cares about people.
That reminds me, Michael. Tell me about the old lady in the manor house.
Miss Constable? Oh, nothing much to tell, except that she and Miss Chant hate the sight of each other.
Why?
Miss Chant resented having to sell the manor and move into the village. And resented the fact that Miss Constable was popular, which she had never been.
That doesn't surprise me.
Miss Constable, of course, being the grand old lady that she is, turned a deaf ear to Miss Chant's gossip and slander. I think originally she felt sorry for her.
What changed her attitude?
I'm not sure. All this began years ago, long before the last war. The trouble came to a head when Miss Constable's brother disappeared.
What happened to him?
No one ever knew. But from that moment, all the hatred that Miss Chant spread against his family was returned by Miss Constable in full.
But there must be something more to it than that.
Hello. There's a car bang outside the lich gate. What a rotten place to park.
Oh, that's Perry's car. He must have gone round the other side of the church. Can you get in that way?
No, that door leads to the crypt. It's always locked. Come on, you'd better introduce me to your famous fiancée.
I hope we're not on a wild goose chase, Harbutts. What makes you think Miss Chant might have hidden the relics in the crypt?
Because that's where all her family's buried. All of them had died before the war.
Mm.
And she says St. Wilfrid was her ancestor. Gill, you catch me believing that.
Is this the door?
Right.
It occurs to me that the vigilant Miss Constable may have her binoculars trained on us. I don't wish to be reported for breaking and entering, so perhaps we ought to ask permission.
Well, for a figure, you'll be off somewhere organizing something useless. Anyway, don't need permission, I don't. I've been verger here 16 years, well as that cathedral.
Perry?
Wait, is Mrs. Gilchrist? Is that the vicar with her? I imagined an older man.
Hey, what on earth are you doing with all this gear? Crowbar, torches. Are you planning to excavate the crypt?
With the vicar's permission, aren't you going to introduce me, darling?
Oh, I'm so sorry. This is Michael Perry.
How do you do, sir? Mm. Noel and I are old friends. We were at college together.
Really? She never mentioned you.
I thought you was in a hurry.
Mr. Payton, I should dearly like to explore your crypt.
Oh, that's not advisable. The place is in a bad way. No one's been down there for years.
Oh, I think that someone has. There's a chance the stolen relics are there.
Oh, but that's impossible. Only Canon Matlock and I have keys.
Your verger has one.
Of course, but
16 years ago, I got it from me dad. He was verger here before me.
But there's nowhere to hide anything.
Oh, come, Mr. Payton. The relics are very small.
Are we going in or not?
But it's dangerous. The roof could collapse.
It was damaged in the war, Michael. It's not fallen down yet.
Well, I shall have to move very carefully. Give me that torch and I'll go first.
I don't need a torch. Electric's not being cut off. There. I'll come down with you, Vicar. Wait till we're at the bottom, Mr. Small.
Whose idea was this, darling? Yours?
No, the old man.
So you found an ally.
What have you found? A clerical milksop?
Oh, that's not fair. The roof could collapse.
He wouldn't say boo to a goose. All right, come on. If the remains are here, I want to be the one to find them.
Are you all right, Mr. Small?
Perfectly, Mr. Payton. Just watching my step.
Where do we start looking, Mrs. Harbutts?
Well, now, place is full of chance. You see that, all right? Plaques all around the walls here going way back. Yeah. 1780, Sir John Chant, 1693.
If you have any definite ideas...
Let me work it out. Put myself in Miss Chant's place. She put it somewhere out of sight.
What about one of those wall niches?
Too high. She'd never reach them.
Of course not.
No, she could have stood on something.
What? There's nothing there.
There's that chest thing.
Sarcophagus. Oh, yes. Yes, she could have climbed on that.
Admiral William Chant. That's who's in there. Died 1500.
On the other hand, to save herself a climb, she could have put the reliquary inside
it. No, out of the question. She'd never move the lid.
Might have. You never know.
Oh, I agree with Mr. Small. It's solid stone.
Give it a try, couldn't we? Yeah, come on, Mr. Small. You got the crowbar.
All right. I think we're wasting time.
Then leave it, or let Michael...
Yes, sir, give it to
I'm
me.
I'm perfectly capable of wielding a crowbar.
It's shifting, see?
No, wait a minute. If that lid falls, it could bring the whole place crashing down on us.
It won't fall. Just move it a few inches so that we can see inside.
Right.
That'll do. There's quite a gap now. Let me shine the torch.
Well...
There's something.
Told you, didn't I?
Let me see.
It's a foot.
What else to expect in a sarcophagus?
Be the Admiral.
Right, that's that. No relics.
Yeah, another 6 inches, just to make sure. Come on, Mr. Small.
Mr. Sarbutts is right, Perry. Let's make sure.
All right, give the torch to the vicar then and go and sit down. This is going to be damned unpleasant.
Look out! I warned you.
All right, there's no need to panic over a handful of dust. Come on, Sarbutts. This was your idea. Come on, heave. Anything?
No, only the body.
Shine the torch down a bit.
I told you to sit down.
There, look at him.
I can only see his trousers.
Trousers?
He
died in 1500.
Oh, there must have been a mistake.
Let's have another look.
He's not even laid in here. He's been dumped.
And he's in uniform. Army uniform. Here.
Oh, my God. It's him.
Him?
Who?
It's him. They all said he disappeared. Deserted. But he never. Who else could it be? That's Richard Constable.
Stand back there, please. I'm sorry, madam.
I'm Canon Matlock's wife.
Oh, beg your pardon, ma'am. I didn't recognize you. Come on.
Mrs. Matlock?
Oh, how nice to see a friendly face. All these people.
It's bedlam, isn't it? I've been hiding in the church porch. As all the interest is centered on the crypt, it's quite peaceful there. Come and join me.
Who are all these people?
Sightseers, mostly, with a liberal sprinkling of reporters. The questions they ask. You'd think the poor man had been murdered this morning, not 30 years ago.
They've identified him, then?
He had identity papers in his tunic. It's Richard Constable, all right. Here we are, sanctuary. Let's sit down.
Oh, here comes your fiancé.
He's in his element, organizing everyone.
Press are wild with excitement. They were all set to come at tomorrow's ceremony, and now they've got a murder mystery as a bonus. Now, Mrs. Matlock, you must have known this fellow constable.
Yes, I knew him very well.
I gather he spent most of his life in Africa.
In the mission field, yes. We worked together for 3 years.
And then he came home to Seine to get married.
Who told you that?
Inspector Seymour. He's reopening the case.
He should make quite sure of his facts. War had been declared. That's why Richard came home.
To enlist?
Exactly. And when he came here, he met Hester Chant. That's when he decided to get married.
Hester Chant?
Miss Chant's sister. It was a whirlwind romance, but it didn't make everyone happy. Miss Chant herself was bitterly opposed to it.
I can imagine.
The idea of a Chant marrying into the Constable family was anathema to her. And there were other problems. Hester was already engaged to the vicar's son.
But nonetheless, she married Richard.
She wanted to. Richard was being posted overseas, and they planned to marry at once. In 1940, people had to do things in a hurry.
And what happened?
On the night before the wedding, Richard disappeared. From that day to this.
There must have been exhaustive searches.
It wasn't easy to account for people, Mr. Small. Everyone was on the move. The bombing had begun.
What happened to the girl, to Hester Chant?
She prayed. And she waited. When all hope was gone, she too left Seam.
And everyone thought that Richard had deserted. Did his stepsister think that?
No. From the beginning, Miss Constable believed Chalice Chant to be involved. She said hard and bitter things. Later, I don't know why, she changed her mind.
She must have had good reason.
She must, but no one ever knew it. Except possibly my husband. He was a great comfort to her. They grew very close.
So at the time, immediately Richard disappeared, she suspected Miss Chant. Of what? Murder?
Perry, you're dramatizing.
Someone murdered him. Someone stove his head in and hid his body in that chest. Now, what was your theory at the time, Mrs. Matlock?
But I wasn't here when all this happened. I was still in Africa. 30 years ago, I wasn't even married. Mr. Small, you're not going to tell the press all this.
We can't keep it from them now.
But what good will it do?
Give us precious time. They won't find anything new after 30 years. But if they concentrate on the constable story, well, there's a chance they won't hear about the missing relics. We've still got time to get them back. Noel, did you make any progress with Miss Chant?
She'll talk to you and no one else. She said it's imperative you see her.
Did she, my job? Right. I'll see those reporters, then visit her tea shop. And I see you back at the hotel at 5 for a program conference. And, darling, be careful.
Careful?
30 years ago, some very clever person got away with murder in this village. It's not impossible that same person stole the relics.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Do you believe I'm being fanciful, Mrs. Matlock?
I don't know what to think. I came here to find my husband.
He's up at the manor house with Miss Constable. He was her only comfort when Richard disappeared. Now that he's been found, all her memories will flood back.
Looks like the entire population of Grantchester down there. Can't go up the door of the crypt.
Never mind, Hannah.
Ironic, isn't it? Searching for the remains of a dead saint, and they find my poor brother, Richard.
Yes, I still can't believe it.
Your trouble is you won't face facts. We knew something was in the wind. You knew that this morning, Alban, when you found the relics had gone. Was there any sign of how he died?
Yes. A heavy blow at the base of the skull.
A sudden blow?
The police surgeon assures me he'd have known nothing.
Oh, thank God for that. You've talked to the police, then?
Not yet. Just the surgeon, briefly.
But, my dear man, you must.
I thought before I see them, I might have a word...
No, Alban, you can't afford to play the innocent. Lord knows I'm not an imaginative woman, but I can sense danger here.
Danger?
We've been expecting something to happen for a long time, and I still am.
Hannah, what are you doing?
I'm getting out of this damn chair.
You'll hurt yourself.
Oh, I'm not going to sit and brood another 30 years. Oh, what time does that woman open her tea shop?
You're not going to see Miss Chant.
Any other woman got a tea shop in this village?
Hannah, the door will be slammed in your face.
Not if I get my foot in it first.
Now, be reasonable.
Oh, Chalice Chant has got one fault. She talks too much.
What could she talk about?
She's an empty vessel, Alban. Out of spite or malice, she'll say anything. That could be dangerous.
Sometimes I think you're much too hard on her. She grieved too, remember?
Grieved?
She and Hester parted enemies. She loved Hester.
That woman never loved another living soul. When Richard disappeared, she gloated. We rubbed our hands and sang in our mean, cold heart. Hard on her. Oh, sometimes I think you're much more fool than saint. Ring for the car. I'll go down there now.
You can't go yet, my dear. You have more visitors. Michael Payton's coming up the drive. He's got Mrs. Gilchrist with him.
Oh, they're not wasting time, are they? Well, you can still ring the bell and we'll have some fresh tea.
Hannah, don't say anything to Mrs. Gilchrist. She's intelligent and sharp.
Well, in that case, I won't need to say anything. Oh, why don't you stay, Alban, and keep an eye on me?
No, I must get back to Renchester. Ruth will be anxious.
Well, I'll phone you later and let you know what Mrs. Gilchrist wants.
I know that already. You are one of her suspects, my dear. She thinks that you might have that reliquary.
Oh, does she indeed?
Thought you was going to buy me a drink.
You are drinking, my dear Sarbats. This tea is excellent.
I need something stronger than this after what I've been through. Thought that copper would never stop asking questions. Hear him talk, and he wouldn't think I'd done the blogging. What? Dishwater.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Small. I'm so sorry to have kept you waiting, but your dreadful discovery has been undeniably good for business. Uh-huh. That gentleman who just left was a reporter from the London Record. He's made a most generous offer for my reminiscences.
Can you remember the details after all this time?
My poor eyes may be failing, Mr. Small, but there's nothing wrong with my memory. I'm really most excited. I shall be able to expand my tea shop. I was just showing the reporter these photographs. They're faded now, but he says they'll reproduce well enough. My sister Hester.
May I see?
She was such a pretty child, the apple of our father's eye. I was the ugly duckling, I'm afraid. You can see for yourself what a lovely girl she was.
Indeed, yes.
Will you excuse me a moment? I must attend to these ladies.
Yes, of course.
Here, pass them photos over. Let's have a look. Hmm. You never take them for sisters, would you? Hester might have been the apple of her dad's eye, but I reckon there's maggots in the older daughter. Yeah, what's that one?
It's taken outside the lift gate.
Ah, that'll be her boyfriend with her. Handsome looking pair, ain't I?
Perry, give it back before you drop it in the jam.
Yeah, it gives you a funny feeling, innit? Seeing him here smiling when only a few hours back we was uncovering his corpse.
You have a most macabre way of expressing yourself.
Don't look much like Miss Constable, I must say. No family resemblance there.
Now, why should there be use on your stepbrother? Come on, give it back.
Reminds me of someone, though, only you. Looks the sort of bloke who'd want everything his own way.
I wonder if we might get down to business, Mr. Small. Such a busy day.
By all means. I hope, Miss Chant, we may help each other. Now, I could put you in touch with a Sunday newspaper whose circulation trebled that of the London Record.
Really?
Sell your story to them and you could open a chain of tea shops. Now, if I could take these photographs and an outline of the story...
I appreciate your kindness, Mr. Small, but I'm afraid that's out of the question. I've promised the Record...
You've not signed a contract.
I have given my word that I have my story for exclusive publication. I'm not quite clear why you should want to help me.
Well, I hope that in return you'll tell me all you know about the missing relics.
Ah, shrewd, that is. Anyone want that coconut cake?
Mr. Small, you shall be fully informed. That's why I asked to see you. I believe that in your program tomorrow,
You will be interviewing people closely connected with Seam.
That was all arranged some time ago.
I'm sure. But the people in question were selected, were they not, by Canon Matlock?
Well, naturally, he's responsible.
He is prejudiced, Mr. Small. By virtue of his cloth, he may seem unimpeachable, but it isn't so. Mr. Sowerbuts will testify to that.
Hmm? Yeah, yeah. Bit too fond of his own way, the Canon.
I see. You intend to be interviewed on my program.
Nobody is more closely connected with this village than I am. How dare Canon Matlock pass me over? My family has lived in Seam for generations. We can be traced back to the days of St. Wilfrid himself.
And that's why you're fighting to keep his remains in Seam.
They belong here. No one has any right to remove them. Mr. Sowerbuts, you're a Seam man. You agree with me.
They've already been moved, haven't they? Stolen from the altar.
Exactly. Miss Chant, the question of interviews doesn't arise. If those relics aren't recovered, there won't be a program.
Which brings me to my point. Mr. Small, if I give you my word that they will be safely returned, will you promise to interview me at the end of the ceremony?
You'd be well advised to consider your position, Miss Chant. This is already a police matter.
I won't be threatened, Mr. Small.
And I won't be blackmailed. It won't take long to find those relics. People are searching high and low.
And look what they found. Richard Constable. Let them take his remains if they like. He was never wanted in Seam, not him nor his stepsister. What sort of family does she come from? Who were her ancestors? She sits in the manor spying on us all, the last of her line.
At least you have that in common.
How dare you?
Sorry, simply an observation.
You would do better, Mr. Small, to observe your own house. Keep that in order.
I beg your pardon.
The news is all over Seam. Your fiancée and our vicar. Old friends, they say. But then that's easy to say. Walking together in the churchyard, hand in hand. I thought you want to keep your eye on that young woman. I saw the way they looked at each other. They didn't fool me. She'll be with him somewhere now. Mark my words. They'll be together somewhere.
How peaceful it is here, Miss Constable.
Sometimes.
You can see the whole village from this window and yet at the same time be remote from it. What's that building on the far side of the green, Michael?
Oh, the church hall. We might go along there later. Miss Chance due to hold her last public meeting in opposition to tomorrow's ceremony.
With reporters swarming all over the place, you'll get the maximum publicity. This discovery of Richard couldn't have come at a better time for her.
It must be dreadful for you, Miss Constable. Have the reporters bothered you yet?
They're welcome to try. They won't all be as lucky as you.
Oh, but I'm not...
After a story, aren't you? Trying to find out where the reliquary is?
Nobody imagines it's here in the manor house.
Oh, you speak for yourself, Mr. Payton.
Do you know something, Miss Constable?
Ah, now we're getting the truth. That's why you're here, isn't it? Doing a bit of detective work?
Oh, no.
Oh, don't get embarrassed, Vicar. Why shouldn't Mrs. Gilchrist suspect me?
Obviously, with your arthritis, you couldn't have committed the theft. But you spend all your time looking out of this window. Not much goes on in Seam without your knowing about it.
Practically nothing. I'm a nosy old woman with no other interests.
Then you do know.
The maddening thing about nosy people is that they're all so secretive. More tea?
No, thank you. Look, this is serious.
It's Miss Chant, isn't it?
She's the obvious choice, don't you think?
Yes, I do. She cares so obviously.
She is not the only one.
You're just playing a game, aren't you? You're guessing like the rest of us.
Oh, you're old enough, young woman, to concern yourself with people rather than causes. The vicar here, for instance. Well, he needs someone to take an interest in him.
I agree with you.
Yes. Well, I mean it. Stuck in this place year after year. I don't know how he stands it.
The remedy's in his hands.
Is it? Uh-huh. Perhaps you're right. When are you getting married, Mrs. Gilchrist?
Oh, next month.
Oh, newspapers will be full of it, of course. Marry a famous man like Peregrine Small, and you must expect people to take an interest.
It's very flattering, I realize that.
Oh, come. You're not that naive. Rich man, twice your age. Oh, remarks will be damned uncomplimentary.
Well, thank you for the tea.
Right, aren't I, Vicar? Even you know that much about human nature.
I don't think Noel will be influenced by what anybody says.
I'm glad you know me that well, Michael. Now, I'll tell you something. You stop in this tin-pot little place much longer and you'll be old before you're 40. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a conference in half an hour.
We must all be going. Give me a hand out of this chair and ring for my car.
Certainly.
I've got an appointment, too. Thank you, Vicar.
I thought you never went out.
Oh, quite right, Mrs. Gilchrist. I don't. Haven't been out of this house in all the years you've been here, have I, Vicar? Been getting into a rut, just like you. But there are times when one has to struggle out.
I feel there must be some mistake. I can't believe...
She left me in no doubt, Canon. Miss Chant has those relics, and she won't return them unless she's included in tomorrow's program.
In other words, she's blackmailing us.
Exactly, Mrs. Matlock. Now, the question is, do we pay her price or inform the police? It's your decision, Canon. You've got to make it quickly.
It's not as simple as you make it sound, Mr. Small.
Oh, but Miss Chant has brought this trouble on herself. You can't excuse what she's done.
Oh, she's a foolish and wrong-headed woman, but... The honor of her family means more to her than life itself.
Surely her motives don't concern
us. They concern me, Mr. Small. I have a responsibility to the woman. She is my parishioner.
No such thing. She lives in Michael's parish.
Ruth, please. I know you dislike Miss Chant.
Dislike her? I detest her. After the spiteful things she said about you, the slanderous remarks, I'm sorry, I don't see this as a moment for forgiveness.
Since we seem to be analyzing the situation, may I ask Canon why you saw fit to exclude Miss Chant from tomorrow's ceremony?
I should have thought that was obvious. People see too much of the strife within the church. The bickering, the controversy. I want this to be an occasion for rejoicing.
But the controversy exists. Miss Chant isn't the only person opposed to the plan. It's not very democratic to deny the woman a hearing.
Nor is it advisable to surrender to her blackmail.
I wouldn't allow her to turn my program into a protest platform. I have interviewed difficult people before, you know.
Mr. Small, please. My decision was in no way meant to reflect on your professional capabilities.
But what is your decision, Callan? In the light of this latest development, are you prepared to reconsider?
No.
Then you will ask Inspector Seymour to apply for a warrant to search Miss Chant's premises.
Oh, no.
Canon Matlock, you can't have your cake and eat it. The police are already involved in the search.
I never wanted that.
But they are involved. And now you know where the relics are. It's your duty to tell them. And more than that, it's in your own interest to do so. They could proceed against you for wasting their time.
Mr. Small, we are grateful to you for locating the reliquary. Goodness knows you've had enough to do without taking on Inspector Seymour's job as well. But will you leave the rest to me? I'll talk to Miss Charles.
Oh, she won't listen to you. She's overwrought, nervous.
With you, perhaps. With another woman, she may see reason.
Yeah, I hope you're right. Well, you must excuse me now. I have a program conference in 20 minutes at my hotel. May I ring you later for your final decision, Canon?
Of course.
I sympathize with your dilemma, but I also have responsibilities. Not only to my company, but to 12 million viewers throughout the country. I'll see myself out, Mrs. Matlock.
Do all important people take themselves so seriously, I wonder?
You shouldn't have said that about Inspector Seymour, Ruth. He's working under great pressure. There's this terrible business of Richard.
That's what's really worrying you, isn't it? The disappearance of the relics was bad enough, but you were anxious long before that happened. What is it, my dear? Won't you tell me? Share the secret with me?
No, Ruth, not yet. Pray God there'll be no need, and the dead can rest in peace. I must go to the cathedral and find Hal Sarbutz. I have a bone to pick with that old man.
I'll drive back to see him and see Miss Chant.
Now? But Hannah Constable will be there now.
Hannah Constable? At the tea shop?
I advised against it.
But those two women haven't spoken to each other for 30 years. Miss Constable hasn't been out of her house for... Alban, something's wrong. Something seriously wrong. What is it? What do those two women know?
Come here now. First of all, in my kitchen. You must have known I'd be busy baking. Didn't they tell you, your servants, your attentive Canon Matlock? Didn't they tell you I have to work for my living?
They told me I'd find you here, and it was important that I should.
Important? How can you know anything important? Shut up in the manor nursing a grievance. How can you?
Oh, Lord knows I didn't expect a welcome, but I will have common courtesy.
Courtesy?
Oh, stop jabbering, woman, and listen. I came here to warn you.
Warn me? Warn me about what?
Why, are you nervous?
I'm not. I am busy.
You're shaking like a leaf.
If you've come here to talk about my sister and I'm not interested. Be quiet. It's over.
You silly woman. It's very far from over. Your trouble is you talk too much. And you might find out that that's dangerous.
Now, see what you've done. They cost money, paste like that, money. That was your fault. You made me...
Good evening, ladies.
Who's that?
Miss Constable, this is a pleasant surprise.
Oh, surprise be damned. You're shocked to your boots to find me here.
You've always had a talent for the unexpected.
Well, you better not come in, Ruth. The floor's a shocking mess. Miss Chant has just dropped some plates.
Oh, pass me that broom.
No, I'll do it myself.
You've quite enough to do with all the cooking. Miss Chant, I realize this is a busy time of day for you, so I'll make matters as brief as possible.
You're trespassing, you realize that? You've no right in my kitchen, either of you. I could send my waitress for the police.
The police may be here soon enough.
Don't you threaten me, Mrs. Matlock.
I'm trying to reason with you.
So am I, but it is a waste of time.
Miss Chant, you think you have the means to disrupt tomorrow's ceremony, but if the police come here and find that reliquary, you'll be in dreadful trouble. Nobody wants that.
Don't they?
You seem to think we're persecuting you, belittling your family. It isn't true. The whole point of this ceremony is to honor St. Wilfrid.
Some honor? Taking him from the church where he rested all his life.
We want you to join with us in tomorrow's celebrations. Is that so unreasonable?
Is it unreasonable of me to protect my family, its name, its honor? Is it? Do I have to accept more humiliation? For years I've been reviled by this woman, hobbling on her sticks in a manor house. What roots did the constable have in Seam? Did her family go back 500 years? And then he came here, home from Africa, wanting to marry into my family. Did you think I was going to accept that?
What are you saying?
And now this final humiliation, taking St. Wilfrid from the shrine where he was martyred, after 5 centuries, the founder of my family. Was I to accept that also?
You have to...
You can't forgive me, can you, for the things I've said about your husband, that upright, saintly man. Well, he did his share to hurt my family. I've not forgotten the story he spread about me 30 years ago.
What story?
That I killed Richard Constable. Canon Matlock started that story.
He did not.
What do you know? You weren't even here. Ruth Wood, you were then, still in Africa. I'm the one who was here, the one who suffered. All the sympathy went where it was bought and paid for, to her, to Hannah Constable.
Oh, come away, Ruth. You're wasting your time.
Do as she tells you, Mrs. Matlock. People always do as she tells them. Times change, though. Remember that. Come to my meeting in the church hall tonight and hear what I've got to tell people. Come and find out just what's going to happen at your ceremony tomorrow.
Miss Chant.
9 o'clock, Mrs. Matlock, in the church hall.
This way out, please. Cathedral's closing now. Box of cones of bluesons on your left. We hope you enjoyed your visit. Everybody, if you don't mind, sir.
Sarbat, I want a word with you.
Oh, Mr. Small. Didn't recognize you in the dark there. Hold on. Just close this door.
You've been at the hip flask again.
Oh, it's been one of them days, isn't it? Well?
You see Mrs. Gilchrist anywhere?
Not since we left Seam this afternoon. Stood you up, is she? Oh, off with her vicar, perhaps. Giving her the eye in the crypt, all right, you notice, I reckon, Miss Chant.
Now, you keep a civil tongue in your head.
All right. What do you want here? What do you want with me?
Well, I wanted your help. I didn't know you were unreliable.
Oh, help is it? Before I help you again, you can pay me what you owe me. £100 reward, you said, for them relics.
Payable when the relics are returned and not before. Now, we know they're not in the crypt, so where's the next most likely place?
Well, Miss Chant's house, isn't it?
Exactly. Well, you were sober enough tonight to do a spot of breaking in.
£100
in your pocket, man, and precious little risk. I wouldn't ask you, but I'm told your wife works as a waitress in the tea shop, so I presume she has a key.
Oh, there she is. Of course she has.
And you'll get that key and meet me at the tea shop at 9 tonight. Miss Chant will be addressing her meeting in the church hall, so there's no risk of her interrupting us.
You'd better not be.
Now, don't let me down, Sarbutts.
Is that you, Hal?
Blimey, there's a cannon here. All over here, sir, yes.
Is everything locked up?
Oh, Mr. Small,
He's looking for his fiancée. Stood him up.
Well, she had some last-minute arrangements. What happened to the arrangements here this afternoon, Hal? I saw your son conducting visitors round the cathedral.
He knows his job, my boy.
He's not yet an accredited guide. Why weren't you on duty?
Well, he was with the police. You ask him. You ask Mr. Small.
Yes, that's quite true. The police didn't drive Mr. Small to drink. Well, we won't discuss it now. I'll see you in the morning.
Ruddy, won't discuss it any time. The man's got a living. Can't raise 9 kids on the way you pay him.
Hey, don't you fret. I'm going. You're not getting rid of me.
Don't need the church to keep me going. I don't need charity.
I apologize for that unpleasantness. He's been warned about his drinking. Oh, one sympathizes, of course, but everyone seems to be a breaking point today.
Well, that doesn't surprise you, surely. Fear communicates easily. It spreads like wildfire.
Fear.
The fear that's been buried in that crypt for 30 years. The fear you have resurrected.
Hmm.
You've probed old wounds and stirred our sleeping memories. Now some of us feel guilty, and some of us afraid. Men like Sarbat try to drown their feelings. I resort to prayer.
And I believe in being practical. It's the present we're concerned with.
You think we should forget the past? You think we could forget it? Have you no idea what Richard meant to us?
You spoke of guilt and fear. Would it be impertinent to ask which of the two affects you more?
I am not in the least afraid.
Harry, is that you? Thank goodness I found... Oh, I'm so sorry. Good evening, Cannon.
Yes, you look flustered, Mrs. Gilchrist.
You don't know what this man's like when he's kept
waiting. The entire production team was kept waiting for 45 minutes. Where on earth have you been?
Well, I won't detain you. Now you found each other. As Mrs. Gilchrist has managed to get into the cathedral, clearly Sarbats has failed to lock all the doors. I'd better do the rounds. Well?
Oh, darling, it sounds awfully lame, but the car broke down just after I left Seam, and I
couldn't... Okay, perhaps now we might try to get some dinner.
Oh, that'd be lovely. I'm...
After which you're attending this chance protest meeting in Seam. The day's work isn't over yet, I'm afraid.
Oh, man. It was a gorgeous dinner, darling. I'd have enjoyed it more if you hadn't sulked all the way through it.
I wasn't sulking, I was thinking. Canon Matlock's got something in his mind, something quite apart from tomorrow's ceremony. Any idea what it is?
None, have you?
I thought he might have dropped a hint.
To me? Heavens, no, why should he? Well, now that we're talking again, I'll give you my news. I've seen Miss Constable.
You've done what?
I called on her while you were with Miss Charles.
But I told you not to go near that woman.
I know what you told me, darling, but there are times when I like to act independently. Sometimes it pays off.
Well?
Hannah Constable isn't the recluse that we were led to believe. She left the manor for an appointment the same time that we did.
We?
Michael and I.
Ah, so that's why you missed the conference. You were running around with him.
Michael's an old friend. He's lonely and depressed. Oh, Perry, you're not jealous.
You didn't sound so smug about it.
Oh, darling, you're not serious. No one saw us.
Miss Chance saw you. She saw you in the churchyard. And with unspeakable relish, she told me you were holding hands.
I don't give a damn what people like
well,
that
I
say.
Well, I do. I do care what people say. I have to. And from now on, so do you.
I see. Caesar's wife...
Am I asking too much?
I suppose not.
You don't sound sure.
I see what you mean. It just hadn't occurred to me. Your public image could so easily slip, couldn't it?
Every TV screen in the country could crack. I'm sorry, my love. I don't mean to sound like a latter-day Mr. Barrett.
Wrong character. Mr. Barrett terrorizes children.
Well, you were taken for my daughter more often than my wife. Yeah. Coming into Seam now, I'll drop you at the church hall.
Drop me? Well, aren't you coming to the meeting?
Well, later, perhaps. I have a rather special assignment to attend to first.
You do love being mysterious, don't you? All right, I'll get out here and walk across the green.
You won't.
Darling, no one's going to assault me in the village high street.
They're not going to get the chance.
Perry, we're pursuing a thief, not a murderer.
30 years ago, it was the other way around.
But I'm a complete stranger.
So was Richard Constable. He came here from Africa.
You really think his killer's still alive, don't you?
Well, Miss Chance is certainly still alive, and looks like she has quite a good turnout. Mrs. Matlock's here, I see, and your friend the vicar. All right, go and join them, darling. I'll be with you later. What I have to do won't take very long.
Here I am, Mr. Small. A meeting starts.
Yes, just. Have you got the key?
Pitched out the old woman's handbag. Yeah, getting dark, thank the Lord. There's chance of being seen.
Come on, let's not waste time. Yeah, don't put the light on. We'll use my torch. How many rooms upstairs?
All these cottages built the same. Two up, two down. Stairs just here.
Come on then, old campaigner. Over the top.
Here, all you don't like this. Suppose she
if
comes back.
If you're getting cold feet, think of that £100. What's this room?
Bedroom, I expect. Here, suppose she's locked it. You never thought of that.
Fortunately, neither did she. Perhaps she forgot in the excitement of the meeting. Bedroom, did you say?
Blimey. Takes your breath away, doesn't it?
That's more like a shrine.
Told you she was churchy. Fair gone to town, ain't she? Statues, candles, even an altar. Hey, what are you staring at?
Look, man, there. In the center of the altar.
It is. Lord above it is. It's the reliquary, Mr. Small. The remains of St. Wilfrid. Here, here. Did you ought to touch it?
Oh, why not? It doesn't belong here. It's It's a beautiful piece of carving.
Told you she stopped at nothing, didn't I? Religious maniac, she is. You got it on you, that 100 quid.
Yeah, look at these relics closely. Notice those strands of hair.
What about them?
They're gleaming, man, shining in the torchlight.
So?
Don't you see these are not the relics of St. Wilfrid? They're nowhere near 500 years old.
But they must be. Stands to reason.
There's no such thing. Here, put them back and over to us.
Hey, what are you talking about? She must have got them from the church.
You know what that means, don't you? Come on, let's get out of here.
Yeah, but what about my reward?
The reward is for the genuine article. I'm not paying for a fake, however good it looks.
Yeah, who's to know it's a fake, eh? Who's to know? Fool Miss Chant, because she can't see straight.
Well, it won't fool Canon Matlock. I said before there was someone very clever in this village, and I was right. Someone anticipated Miss Chant. Heaven only knows where the relics are now.
Haven't you got any more bright ideas?
The crypt.
Yeah, we searched the crypt.
That's just what we didn't do. The first place we looked was the sarcophagus, and what we found in there put everything else out of our heads. I think the relics have been there all the time.
Oh, I'm not going down that crypt again.
I'm not asking you to. Give me the key and I'll go myself. The vicar did his best to keep us out of the crypt this afternoon, didn't he?
Vicar? You're not saying he pinched the relics. He wouldn't have the gumption.
I'm not so sure. Look, you get out to the meeting at the church hall and make sure Mr. Peyton doesn't leave. I shan't be long, but I don't want him interrupting me.
Our pleas for justice, ladies and gentlemen, have fallen on deaf ears. Canon Matlock and the church authorities have rejected our petitions out of hand. They have shunned our meetings and ignored our protests. They care nothing for the holy relics of St. Wilfrid. They are concerned only with the commercial advancement of Winchester Cathedral.
Here they are.
But we will be answered. The people of Seam may be small in number, but we will not be ignored.
Demonstrate, that's the way. We ought to demonstrate.
Exactly. That is the only way left to us. We will demonstrate to the people of Winchester tomorrow. We will demonstrate to Canon Matlock and all the clergy. We will demonstrate as the television cameras are turned upon Seam Church and St. Wilfrid.
I really can't stay here and lend myself to this.
I quite agree, Mrs. Matlock. Let's fight our way to the doors. No?
Yes, of course. This is getting too much for me.
Well, now we know what to expect.
A sit-in by Miss Chant and her elderly flower children.
It does have its funny side.
It could be an embarrassment to you, Mrs. Gilchrist.
Yes, of course. I must let Perry know at once.
Do you see who's coming across the green?
Hal Sarbutts, isn't it? I expect he's been demonstrating in the Seam Arms.
Evening, Mrs. Matlock. Mrs. Oh, Vicar, I thought you was in the hall.
Got a bit too rowdy for us. No? How about a walk around the green?
I would like some fresh air.
You don't want to do that, sir. It's coming under rain.
Nonsense. There's not a cloud in the sky.
I felt it on my face, honest, walking over the green.
From the direction of Seam Arms, no doubt.
No, never on your life.
Will you come with us, Mrs. Matlock?
Not just at the moment. I'll sit here and wait till you get back.
Come on, Noah. I'll walk you around the churchyard and introduce you to the Seam ghosts.
Oh, lummy.
What's the matter, Sarbutts? Why were you so anxious that the vicar shouldn't leave the hall?
Spooky churchyard I've ever been in.
The proud spirits of the chants are preparing to haunt the village. Even the owl is one of them. Noel, are you coming back to Seam?
No, why should I? Perry and I have a full schedule for the next 6 months. There'll barely be time to get the wedding arranged.
You're determined to marry him, then?
Of course I'm going to marry him. Look, we don't have any illusions, Perry and me. We're not great romantic lovers. He's got a trail of pointless love affairs behind him, and I've got a broken marriage and a son of 6.
Listen to me.
No, Michael, don't.
I want to tell you something.
No, Michael.
Good Lord above. No, look, there's a light in the crypt. You can see the outline round the door.
Well, it's probably the police.
No, they've gone. Come on. Who's down here?
Good evening, Vicar.
What in the name of the Lord are you
doing? You're not alone, I see. Did you get bored with the meeting, darling?
Perry, what are you up
to? Following my hunter's instinct, I'm looking for the relics.
But we've already searched the crypt.
Wrong.
We came to search the crypt, but were distracted by the discovery of the late Mr. Constable. So also with Inspector Seymour and his merry men. I am right, aren't I, Vicar? I am hot on the trail, as they say.
Now, wait a minute.
That's why you didn't want us in the crypt this afternoon, isn't it? All nonsense about the place being dangerous. Old, it may be, but as solid as a rock.
Harry, you're
wrong.
When
I met you those wall niches, you got really panicky.
What are you doing? You can't climb up there.
Why not? Harry. You did. Very fond of Canon Matlock, aren't you, in spite of the fact that he keeps you in your place?
I beg your pardon.
Very awkward for him if the relics were stolen. And Miss Chant, it may be clear that they might...
Harry, look out!
All right, Noel. Yes, perhaps I misjudged you there, Vicar. The roof isn't all that solid. Ah!
What is it?
What, indeed? Look at this, darling. No fake this time, the real thing. The remains of St. Wilfrid of Seam. When did you make the substitution, Peyton? I give you full marks for craftsmanship. The fake in Miss Chant's cottage is a splendid piece of work. No one would ever guess by looking at it on the altar.
Good evening, Mr. Small. You've parked your car thoughtlessly again. It's blocking the entrance to the church hall. And you're wrong to accuse Mr. Peyton of stealing the reliquary. I did.
Perry, darling, not too fast. We've had enough excitement for one night.
I owe you both an apology. If I'd explained things this morning...
It would have saved a lot of time and trouble, Mrs. Matlock.
I have no intention of deceiving you, Mr. Small. Only my husband. I wanted him to think that the relics had been stolen.
I don't understand you.
Mrs. Matlock was teaching the canon a lesson, dear.
Exactly. Alban refused to believe that Miss Chant would carry out her threats. Michael Peyton and I had both warned him, but he wouldn't listen. His trust in people runs to folly, and that's a costly failing.
Yes, well, it isn't one of mine. You could have given me a hint this morning.
Everything happened so quickly. You rushed off to see him, and then poor Richard...
And poor Peregrine.
What?
You may not realize it, Mrs. Matlock, but you robbed him of his pet theory.
Well, there's no need to sound so smug.
What theory was that?
He was convinced the thief and the murderer were the same person. He's been gunning for Miss Chant.
She still presents a problem. She'll go through with this demonstration tomorrow.
Even if we tell her that the relics in her cottage are a fake?
That would only increase her bitterness, make her more determined than ever to ruin the ceremony. I'm not sure how to deal with her.
I know your husband's against it, but there's only one effective way.
The police?
Of course.
I know you won't have a moment to spare tomorrow, Mr. Small, but could you talk to her again? She respects you, and it's possible she'll listen.
I doubt it. She didn't listen earlier.
We'll both try. Who knows, between us, we might work a miracle.
I told you this place would be bedlam. Look at those cars crawling round the green. There's a traffic jam all the way back to Renchester.
They'll have to get that road cleared for the procession. At least the police are keeping them moving.
They'll have to move those demonstrators out of the churchyard, too. They won't go voluntarily.
They might if Mrs. Matlock achieves her miracle.
Oh, no.
Renegades of Grosvenor Square. That's the power of television for you.
If they're not out of that churchyard in 3 minutes, I'm sending the police in. I won't have Perry's program ruined just to satisfy Miss Chant.
You have 3 minutes to make up your mind, Miss Chant. Either you go peacefully
or... It was,
or...
of course, your husband's idea, Mrs. Matlock, that you and Mr. Small should attempt to intimidate me.
No, it was not.
He wouldn't have the courage to face me himself. For the last 30 years, he's felt guilty every time he's looked at me.
Let's stick to the matter in hand, shall we? You and your friends are causing a breach of the peace.
We are demonstrating against injustice. That is our right.
I asked you once before to be reasonable. Now I ask you again. Tell these people to go to their homes and let this ceremony begin.
What ceremony, may I ask? How can you have a ceremony without the relics? You can't bluff me.
Nobody's bluffing you, Miss Chant, but Mrs. Matlock has outwitted you.
No, Mr. Small.
Unlike her husband, she took your threat seriously. And 3 weeks ago, she concealed the relics of St. Wilfrid in the crypt of this church.
Oh.
The relics which you stole yesterday morning and have hidden in your cottage are a fake.
No.
Beautifully made and very convincing, but a fake.
No,
now,
no.
It's all right,
no.
Miss Chant. You shouldn't
have. I am addressing the ladies and gentlemen assembled in the churchyard.
No.
will you please leave the precincts and go quietly to your homes? If the churchyard isn't cleared within 2 minutes, then we shall have no choice but to forcibly remove you.
Inspector Seymour isn't bluffing either.
Give me your arm. I'll take you back to your cottage.
Let go of me. Don't touch me, you wicked woman. I might have known. You and your husband have always hated me, ever since Richard Constable disappeared.
That's enough. You're hysterical.
Why should the canon hate you, Miss John?
He thought I was responsible that I killed Richard. He said so. He spread the story.
Was the story true?
Leave her. She's not well.
It was true of someone. Someone in Seam committed murder.
Not me. Not me.
Someone desperate. Someone who hated the man your sister
what
loved.
I'm saying it isn't true.
All right now. Quiet.
Lie after lie. Oh, my God. Dear, my God, it isn't true.
Hey, come on. We're on the air in 10 minutes.
Look, if you can get her out of the churchyard, Mrs. Matlock, the others will follow. Would you like me to...
You've done enough harm, Mr. Small. You should never have said those things. Now, come along, Miss Chant. Back to the cottage.
What was it you said?
Well, I'll paraphrase what someone else once said. You can't please all the people all the time. Come on, let's get this show on the road.
The Archbishop is coming out of the cathedral now. Yes, here he comes. The ceremony is over. The relics of St. Wilfrid are safely addressed in their new surroundings.
Impressive sight, isn't it? Dignified pageantry always goes down well.
Outside the great door of the cathedral, my colleague, Peregrine Small, is now waiting to interview the Dean of Wrenchester, Dr. Cuthbert Hastings.
That's what we can do without that old windbag. Your husband must be feeling very pleased with himself.
You were never against this ceremony, were you, Miss Constable?
What difference does it make where the relics are kept? Bets will, she couldn't care tuppence. You should have been in the cathedral, Ruth, seeing it all at first hand.
By the time I'd got Miss Chant calmed down, it was too late to get back to Wrenchester. It would have been tactless to watch on her TV.
How is she now?
Sleeping. I mustn't leave her too long.
Does your husband realize that if it hadn't been for you, this ceremony would have been a shambles?
Who told you what I'd done?
Oh, I can put two and two together, you know. The Chant woman was threatening your husband. When he told me yesterday that the relics are gone, I guessed you'd had a hand in it.
But you didn't say anything.
None of my business. You knew what you were doing. You've always been out of the ordinary, Ruth. Great quality. Richard admired that in you. I mean, from the letters he used to write to me, I often hoped...
I was very fond of Richard. He was a wonderful man.
You're lucky, you know that, to have had two wonderful men in your life.
We've shared them, haven't we? In some ways, you're closer to my husband than I am. There are secrets that you alone share.
Oh, stop fishing, Ruth. It's old history and it doesn't concern you.
I think it does.
You know, in 30 years, I've never seen the village so empty. There's not a soul to be seen. Oh, we're going to miss old Wilfrid. Look, Ruth.
What is it?
Look at the church. Here, take these glasses. The bell tower. Look at the bell tower. Isn't there someone up there?
It's a woman.
That crazy Chant woman.
She's climbing out. She'll kill herself.
Oh, get down there, Ruth, quickly, and I'll ring the police. Oh, one thing's quite certain. She won't jump without an audience.
What's happening, Mrs. Matlock?
I don't know.
Oh, dear.
She shouted something a few minutes ago, but yes? The tower is 60 feet high, and her voice, it's lost in the wind.
How on earth does one handle a situation like this?
Has anyone tried to talk to her?
You can't talk to a woman 60 feet over your head.
I think if anyone gets close to her, she'll jump.
Where are the stairs to the bell tower?
It's small. If she sees
you... If she's made up her mind to kill herself, there's nothing anyone can do, but at least I can try to reason with her.
Oh, dear.
If only the police would clear this crowd away. The sight of so many people might unnerve her. Oh, I wish I could have got here sooner.
I should never have left her alone. I knew the desperate state her mind was in.
Booth, that's foolish.
I thought she was asleep.
I knew on she was. Cunning, always has been. They got the ladder up. Look.
I wonder what's happened to Peregrine Small.
Well, he may have trouble getting here from Wrenchester. The traffic in the city...
Oh, no, he's here. He was here before you. He's gone up to the tower.
There he is. See his head? Hmm? He's come up behind her.
Oh, God. Don't let him frighten her.
What's he doing? Why didn't someone tell me? He's the last person.
But one, maybe. You're the one she never listened to, Cannon. She never has had any time for you.
Stay here, Ruth. I'm going up the tower.
Stand back there, please. Keep well back. You can't come through the gate, sir.
My God, I thought she'd gone.
Perry's talking to her. He may make her see reason.
I doubt it. Before the ceremony, he said dreadful things to her. He may well have driven her to this.
He accused her of the murder, I suppose. Oh, he will dramatize everything, and it's so stupid.
You don't think, then, that Miss Chant killed Richard?
She couldn't have. I knew that when we found the body. She'd never have got him into that chest. The lid's solid stone. No woman on her own could move it.
And it must have been a man who moved it 30 years ago. A young man, strong, consumed with hate. But there was no young man in Seam then.
There was! You mentioned him yesterday. Hester Chant was engaged, you said. She broke off her engagement to marry Richard.
Of course. The old vicar's boy. I never met him, but Alban knew him well. His name was Adrian Hood.
Adrian Hood. Alias Peregrine Small.
You recognize me at last, Miss Chant.
I knew, I never dreamt.
No, because your sight is failing, and 30 years is a long time. Long enough, I hope, for even the canon and Miss Constable to have forgotten me. But that hope soon died. The moment I met the canon, he shook me by the hand and said, "Ah, Mr. Small, such a long time." And I just told Noel that I'd never met him.
I never guessed. And Richard Constable, I thought he'd gone away. They thought I killed him.
At first they did. That's why the canon feels guilty. He misjudged you. He slandered you. I think your sister guessed the truth and told him. Hester knew how much I loved her. How crazy I was.
You're crazy now. You must be. To come back here. To open the sarcophagus. Why? Why?
I never wanted to come back to see him. It was a job, an assignment. I couldn't get out of it. And Sarbutz insisted on opening the sarcophagus. I tried to stop him, but he was adamant. He and Noel. It was Noel I was frightened of, talking to people, asking questions. At any moment, she might have stumbled on the truth. She'd been with me when I saw you in the tea shop.
I didn't know who you were.
You had the photographs. Hester and me posing outside the lich gate. Hester and me, not Richard. Al Sarbutz saw the likeness. He almost guessed. And you were going to publish them?
I am. I will.
You're in the bell tower, remember? 60 feet above a sea of faces, and the ground so far away that the tombstones in the churchyard look like bricks. That fireman on the ladder thinks that if I stretch out my arm, I shall grab you. But it's easier still to push. You came up here to kill yourself because you couldn't bear your family's humiliation. Now you know how I felt when Hester turned against me.
Get away from me.
Give me that handbag. That's where the photos are, isn't it? Give it to me.
Hester wouldn't marry you because she was afraid. That's why. Ruthless, she said. Greedy and ruthless. Ask him, the canon here. Ask him.
Miss Chant, he's dangerous. Don't go.
This
him.
One will be the same, this Mrs. Gilchrist. She'll leave you soon enough like Hester.
Bitch.
Tripped and fell over the low wall. He should never have come back to see him.
No. He should never have come back.
Good evening, Michael. I hope I'm not disturbing you.
Oh, of course not, Mrs. Matlock.
I wanted to see how you were settling in. Oh, the choir sounds in good fettle.
Yes, it's nice to have a choir.
Is that what you were thinking? Perched on the church wall?
Partly. Listen to that.
I can see that the living of Burntwood has a lot to offer you.
I have you to thank for it.
Oh, nonsense.
Oh, you influenced the canon.
I did no such thing. You came to this parish of your own merits. Heavens, if I'd been able to influence my husband, we'd never have had that fuss and furore over Miss Chant and the stolen relics. What a long time ago all that seems.
6 months. I had a postcard from Noel yesterday. She's in Brazil working on a documentary film.
She's a nice person. I liked her. Stubborn, of course, and self-willed, like Alban. Should we go and sit in the church? It's getting cold.
Oh, of course. I'm so sorry. I was carried away.
I think we shall have snow for Christmas.
In Remains to Be Seen by John Hyatt, the part of Noel Gilchrist was played by Patricia Gallimore. Peregrine Small by John Bentley, Miss Chant by Noel Hood, Canon Matlock by Hector Ross, Ruth Matlock, Margot Boyd, Miss Constable, Dorothy Lane, Sourbutts, Edward Kelsey, the Reverend Michael Payton, Sean Arnold, and other parts by Richard Griffiths. The play was produced by Norman Wright.
Storytime, tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 on Radio 4, continues its dramatization of characters from Dickens with Miss Havisham. The forbidding yet pathetic figure of Great Expectations lives only to get her revenge upon men. To her echoing, cobwebbed, musty house comes young Pip.
This is my birthday, Pip.
Many...
I don't suffer it to be spoken of. I don't suffer anyone to speak of it. On this day of the year, long before you were born, this heap of decay, this cake, was brought here. It and I have worn away together. The mice have gnawed at it, and sharper teeth than the teeth of mice have gnawed at me. When the ruin is complete, and when they lay me dead in the bride's dress on the bride's table, which shall be done, so much the better if it is done on this day.
She stood looking at the table as if she stood looking at her own figure lying there. Estella entered, and she too remained quiet. In the heavy air of the room and the heavier darkness that brooded in its remoter corners, Pip had an alarming fancy that Estella and he might presently begin to decay.
Anthony Jacobs is the narrator. Sylvia Coleridge, Miss Havisham. Carlo Cura, Pip. Lynn Durth, Estella, and Leo Maguire, Herbert Pocket. In tomorrow's Story Time, Miss Havisham from Dickens' Great Expectations. 4:30 tomorrow afternoon on Radio 4.